Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me today. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, as you know. And I know why you're here, because you heard Norm Brodsky is going to be back on the show. Norm's a member of our Brain Trust, a senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine. He is an entrepreneur in his own right, having started his own company and sold it, and actually a number of startups that he's done. He's also the author, or the co-author, along with Bo Burningham, of the book The Knack: How Street Smart Entrepreneurs Learn to Handle Whatever Comes Up. And he's our good friend. Norm, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you back, and it was great seeing you last week when I was in New York City at the conference.
Yeah, that was a great conference.
Yeah, you did a good job. You were one of the keynotes there, and you did a great job that day, and I enjoyed hearing you, and it was great meeting you face-to-face. Norm, you know, I'm looking at your subtitle of yours and Bo's book, How Street Smart Entrepreneurs Learn How to Handle Whatever Comes Up. Boy, howdy, have we got one of those right now, huh?
We certainly do. You know, this is really tough times. But it's really important today to have that right attitude, that you can survive in this environment, and you can go forward.
Well, that's the attitude. That's the thing that I've been telling my audience now for about two or three or four months now. I call it the small business attitude. And what that attitude is, they look in the mirror every morning and they say, "I'm going to win by surviving." What do you think?
Well, I think that's the best thing. My wife always says that when things get tough or something goes wrong in business, she knows that I'm going to come up with something that's going to be great, that's going to make me survive. You know, it gets into your blood, Jim, and it's a different way of thinking, and that's what you have to have. You have to have that attitude of survival, because if you don't, you might as well just hang it up and walk away.
One of the things that I worried about when I came up with that idea, Norm, I worried that people would say, "Well, Blasingame, you're an entrepreneur. You're a hard charging guy. You're a take no prisoners kind of guy. Now you're just talking about surviving. Are you going weak on us?" But I do think that there are certain times in the cycles of the marketplace when you have to apply discretion as the better part of valor and realize that you got some headwinds ahead of you, and maybe surviving is winning. What do you think?
Well, I think it is. You know, I was at a business conference with you last week, and what I got out of that is, you know, we're all in trying to be in all growth companies, but flat is the new up in today's environment. And so, if you think in those terms, is that you know, you're trying to stay on an even keel in these times, and that isn't normally what an entrepreneur does. But during these times, you just have to have that attitude, and you have to think differently. An example I can give you is that remember when gasoline went to $147 a barrel?
Oil and gasoline was $4 a gallon or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And so what did everybody do? Everybody who was in a business that used transportation passed on a gas surcharge to their customers.
Right.
You know what we did? We felt bad for our customers, and we thought ahead. So we sent out a letter every single one of our customers and said, during these tough economic times, we're not going to charge a gas surcharge like all our competitors. Two things happened. The first thing is our customers said, "Wow, look at this. They're thinking out for us." Now, to think out for ourselves, we took that letter and went to our competitors' customers. And guess what? We got so much new business, we made up for the loss in our gasoline price increases. And now that gasoline's down, who is the winner?
I love the marketplace.
I do too.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of the marketplace. You can look around you and see that there's more than one. As my mom used to say, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know.
That's right. Don't follow the crowds.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So let's talk about some of the things. You just gave us a great idea on how to survive and see what you did. But what you did as a survival method is you attacked. You didn't just back up. You attacked. You said, okay, you know, how can we think out in an unconventional way, and how can we turn this around? And these are all folks. This is all part of what I mean when I say surviving. I'm not saying curl up in the fetal position and hope that you hang on.
No.
You still got to wake up every morning. You got to go out and attack the marketplace. I'm just saying that. And I like what you said there, Norm. Flat. Even if you're flat.
Flat, that's the new up.
The new up, yeah. If 60 can be the new 40, if pink can be the new if pink can be the new black, you know, then that's okay with me. Quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. Right back with Norm Brodsky right after these messages. His book is called The Knack. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, that's our knowledge base, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you go to the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, check it out when you get a chance, and you can find the blog from there. You can also find the knowledge base there. You can also subscribe to my free newsletter, which I encourage you to do. It's free. It comes every week on Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And lots of other stuff there, including a number of interviews that we've done with our good friend Norm Brodsky, who's with us right now, who's a member of our Brain Trust, senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine, the author of The Knack, along with Bo Burlingham, who co-authored with him. Outstanding book that I encourage you to check out. And Norm, tell us where the book is. And also, you've got a special offer for folks, don't you?
Yeah, well, the book can be gotten anywhere, online, Amazon, or any store.
Just got a new award, too, didn't you?
We did. 800 CEO Read just yesterday made us the best book for entrepreneurship in the year of 2008. I really appreciate that. And we have a website where we're running a contest, and a contest is an all-expense-paid trip to New York for three people at three different times. Hopefully one of your listeners will win that. You have to take a small quiz, and you'll spend a day with me to ask any questions to help you with your business, to help you start a business, to help you with any problems you might have.
This is a guy, ladies and gentlemen, who has been successful and many, many times with his businesses, and including the last one, which you sold, I know, for made a whole lot of money, Norman. And so, folks, this guy is he's a fountainhead of information.
Well, the name of the website is thenack.info.
The knack.info,
right.
Right, the knack, K-N-A-C-K, dot I-N-F-O, info. So go there, folks, take the little quiz, and that'll get you subscribed for the signed up for a chance to be one of the three people to win that all-expense-paid trip to New York. And I think I'm going to sign up for that, Norm, see if I can win that thing, too.
Well, then I'll get a chance to learn something.
Hey, Norm, I want to come back to what we were just talking about, this survival thing. In your career, talk to us about times when you were concerned about your survival, when you were concerned, maybe you had made a mistake and caused it, or maybe you didn't, but other people caused it, but there were times when you didn't know if you were going to make it. Have there been times like that?
Well, there's times when I didn't make it, Jim. The first company I built was from zero to $120 million in 8 years. And then in the next 8 months, I took that company from $120 million to zero.
Wow.
So I've been through tough times.
Wow.
I went through a bankruptcy. But you know what I learned from that, Jim? The most important thing that I learned, or one of the most important things I learned, it's not all about sales. It's about gross margins. It's about profits.
Mm-hmm.
And during these times...
You were chasing the top line those 8 years, weren't you?
Always. The first thing I asked every morning I walked in were our sales yesterday. You know, I come from a sales background, and
right.
and made the mistake of not understanding that it wasn't the top line accounts but the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And also what I learned is when you run out of cash, you're out of business.
Well, that's the small business survival song that I've been singing now for a long time. The cash is king. If you're a small business owner, whether times are good or whether they're not good, you still got to sing that song, don't you?
Yeah, you bet you do. And what you have to do, especially during these times, is you have to watch and be on top of your receivables. And, you know, the funny part, Jim, that doesn't start during bad economic times. It should start with the sale. When you make a sale, the one question you should ask before you close that sale is, how do you pay us? And most people don't do that. And it's not too late now to do that. You have to do that with your customers because part of the sale is getting paid. Until you got paid, you haven't really closed the sale.
Isn't that one of the biggest mistakes that businesses make when they train salespeople is they don't spend enough time showing the salesperson when they make the sale. That's the best time to talk to the customer about how you expect to be paid.
Oh, yeah, that's the golden rule right there of making a sale. But most salespeople are afraid of doing that. They figure they're going to screw up the sale. But what's a sale if you don't collect?
Right. Well,
it's
called a loan. If you don't make the sale, if you don't collect it. But let me ask you a question. What do you think about the idea of paying salespeople on collected sales, not on the sale that's booked?
Well, you know how I feel about commissions, Jim. I'm a non-commission guy. I don't think salesmen should get commissions. But
oh, really?
I think that.
Why do you think that?
Well, I think that you want to build a team when you're building a business. And if you isolate your salespeople like most people do and pay them this special commission on a sale that they make, they're not going to be part of the team. They're going to be independent. But you can pay them better than anybody else if you want, or you can give out bonuses like you do to other employees, but I'm against commissions. But if you do pay commissions, the only way to pay commissions, and I used to pay commissions many years ago, is on the collection, because the sale isn't complete until you collect.
Well, that's one way to make a true believer out of your sales staff, isn't it? It's one way to get them to do a better job of telling people the company expects to be paid.
Yeah, well, you know what? Customers build relationships with companies, and part of it is getting paid. And it's our salespeople's job here, if we fall behind on collections, is to help that by going and visiting the customers.
Right, exactly. Norm, give us that website again where they can find the book and where they can find the opportunity to enter the contest.
It's the knack.info, the knack. .info, Jim.
The Knack, THEKNACK .info. Check it out, folks. It's a good opportunity. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend, Norm Brodsky.
Everybody's looking for something. Something to fill in the holes. Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to.
Welcome back, 7 till, little Buddy Holly bringing us back. The late, great Buddy Holly. Still miss him. Who knows what the music world would have been like had he lived to a ripe old age. He had such a great impact anyway. Norm Brodsky is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm your host, and we're talking about winning by surviving. And Norm, thank you for the examples that you gave us of your failures, because I think it's important. I think it's you have no idea, Norm, how valuable it is for people to hear someone with your level of success say, you know what, one time I failed, one time I messed up, and this is what I learned from it. Because, see, there's one thing that may be the greatest thing about America, Norm. A lot of people don't say it this way, but I think about it a lot. We redeem our failures. Redemption may be the most important thing about America. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Jim, because the second time after that failure, when I had to go out and raise money, do you know what people told me? They said, I'm giving this money because you failed, because you've been through it. Because you know what it's like, and you not only failed, but you're ready to go back and do it again. They held more respect for that failure than maybe even from some successes. It was amazing.
Well, and not only they didn't do it just because you failed. They did it because they observed how you behaved when you failed.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That I stood there, I held out, I tried the best I can, and
you
yet
didn't
I was
whine and you
back.
Didn't blame others. You took responsibility.
Exactly, and learned the lessons because they asked, "What did you learn from this?" And I rattled off six or eight things, and they said, exactly. And next time you won't make those mistakes, because if you do, if you don't learn anything from it, I call it the Groundhog's Day syndrome, you're destined to repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again. Remember Bill Murray? Every time he woke up from that movie, he corrected his mistake from the past day.
Yeah.
And you, that's what you got to do. You have to take those failures because they're going to happen in your lifetime, and you got to learn from them, whether they're in business or whether they're in your own personal life.
And that's another thing that people have to realize in their relationship with their bankers. Your banker is not going to hold you, he's not going to blame you if you fail, especially if you've kept them involved and kept them informed of what's going on. But they're going to watch more to see how you behave after you fail. Because I'm telling you, if a banker only did business with business owners, with entrepreneurs who had never failed, their customer list would be pretty short.
Well, you're right. And, you know, the people that bought us out last year, it was a year ago December we sold that business, Jim, for all that money.
Yep.
They were the original investors in that business that failed.
And wow.
Look at, and come how many years? 87, so that's 13,
20
some odd years later, they came back and bought my business out. Can
wow.
you believe it?
What a great story. So never give up, because we redeem ourselves. We redeem our failures here in America. See, that's what's different about America and Europe. In Europe, if you fail, you don't get redemption over there.
Huh.
And they don't. They have a different attitude about failure. And so the point I'm making here, trying to make it, Norm, is we don't fear failure here. Nobody likes failure. But we don't fear it, and that's the reason why you can't really seek excellence if you're not prepared to face the possibility of failure. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right, and a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs, but they don't because of they fear failure.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, not that I want to fail. And not that I think it's the greatest thing, but that's what you have to do. You have to face your fears. And even if the worst fear happens, it's not the end, as long as you can sit down and learn from that.
And don't you think that as bad as what we're going through right now is, and nobody likes it, I wish we didn't have it, don't you think that there are at least two generations of young people who will be the better for all this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the economy's been so great for such a long period of time. Even the recessions we had in the last 10 years have been very shallow. Now, what's going to happen here is everybody thought every day everything went up. You know, your stocks went up every day.
Yeah.
Your business
mm-hmm.
grew every day. Well, the reality of the thing is that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when the economy goes down, your business goes down, and you have to learn to live with those. And this is a great lesson, especially for those who didn't save for a rainy day,
right.
who thought it would never stop.
Mm-hmm.
They have to learn the lesson. Even if they lose their businesses, they have to learn the lesson. These things happen.
Norm, thanks you. Nick, thank you for being here. Thanks for the wisdom that you provided us. And congratulations again on your book. And we'll look forward to next time already.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Enjoyed it, as always. Norm Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.